You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner examines the concept of a terrorist, how we define them, and why their history matters.
An old adage states that one man's terrorist or revolutionary is another man's patriot. That is certainly true, particularly in today's complex political climate. What is a terrorist? A terrorist is an individual or group that uses or threatens violence or harmful acts against civilians for political or other ideological goals. The threatened violence against civilians separates terrorists from military units or even guerrilla bands. The threat of violence against people or property with the intent of intimidating or coercing societies or governments for political reasons makes terrorist organizations unpredictable and often very dangerous. Terrorism is not new. In fact, it can be found in the Bible. Judas Iscariot was probably a member of a group called the Zealots. Their goal was to rid the Holy Land of Roman rule. Their favorite tactic was the assassination of Roman officials and people who were allied to them. Their favorite method of killing was stabbing with a short, sharp knife similar to a paring knife. This knife was called a Sicarius, thus the user was an Iscariot. Terrorism only works when a weak group or society is faced by an overwhelmingly larger foe. So, when is a terrorist a patriot? That depends on whom you ask and how history treats a particular group. If a nation or group is ultimately successful, the terrorists are considered heroes and become patriots. If not, they are demonized. Francis Marion, the swamp fox of the American Revolution, was an inspiration for the movie The Patriot. Towns and counties across America are named in his honor, including several in this region. Marion used guerrilla tactics to destabilize the British-held coastal areas of Georgia. He was brutal and efficient and is considered a true patriot today, but British newspapers at the time certainly did not agree. Menachem Begin was a Jewish irregular fighter and commander of the Irgun group. The Arabs considered them terrorists and the Israelis considered them avengers. One of the acts committed by Begin was an attempt to blow up the King David Hotel in Jerusalem to wreck an international meeting. Afterward, he became a legitimate politician in the conservative Likud party, and Begin won a national election and became Israel's 6th prime minister. But what about terrorist movements in recent times? Certainly, most people in Western countries do not believe the suicide bombers in Iraq and Afghanistan to be patriots. We can't imagine the men who flew the airliners into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon to be anything but terrorists. But that is not the case in many remote rural areas of the Muslim Third World. The radical Muslims want to change the balance of power throughout the world and have no qualms about killing innocent civilians to force public opinion to change. Today, the use of power against innocents is not often successful, and generally galvanizes public opinion against these terrorists. Terrorists are proof that ancient animosities often never disappear. To combat them, we must understand how they work and why they do what they do if we are ever able to destroy them. Understanding terrorism in today's complex world is a very real reminder that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.